Close my eyes. Hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms. And the time will be.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have a very special guest, the country diva herself, Jessica Northey. I wonder if she knows who wrote that Elvis song that we just heard. I'm going to ask her once I finish with my introduction. I am so excited to have her on my show. Jessica Northey is the country music diva and social media superstar. In my notes, that's in all caps. She and her dog, Sissy, are masters of Twitter and social media, and Jessica basically runs an empire that she created. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Well, greetings from my empire.
Where are you right now, and what are you wearing?
I'm cursing ask that. You know what? I didn't put anything cool on to tell you. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, and I am wearing... I actually look like a blind hobo now that I look down. I've got on gym shorts that are red, and then I have on a totally mismatched, like, running top. And I've been I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning, and I did, like, a two-hour kind of nature-y walk. And I'm...
Beautiful, beautiful. Then you two are... So just so you know why I asked that question, Jessica Northey hosts CM Chat. That's hashtag CM Chat. It is, if I recall, every Monday night. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Monday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern.
And Jessica not only hosts it, but she invites genuine, real, current, and upcoming country music superstars. And they are there. They are, I mean, you are able to tweet with the Oak Ridge Boys, or, I mean, you could tell some of the other big names, please, Jessica, but it is awesome. It's one of the biggest, most popular chats online. If you don't know what a tweet chat is, you should learn, because Jessica runs CM Chat, which is incredible. And of course I do Dad Chat, which is also incredible, but Jessica is a force. That's all I can say. She's a force. And you want to be on the good side of that force, which thankfully, so far, as long as I've known her, I think I'm on the good side.
Yeah, I don't think I have a bad side. I think I have people I don't want to be around, but you haven't crossed that threshold yet.
Good. I have with my wife, but I haven't, thank God, with you. So let's talk about what you'd like to talk. Sissy with you in Arizona, or is Sissy being babysat by someone else?
Nope, Sissy is by my side. She's like a sidekick. I don't go many places without her. She's either...
Now, the thing about Sissy that most people don't... Go ahead. I'm sorry, darling.
No, it's okay. You go. You tell about Sissy, because you talk. I know you're going to say.
You know exactly what I'm going to say, which is Sissy is has got more followers and fans than about 27 other people that you might think. Jessica's got so many hundreds of thousands of people that follow her, and I just noticed on Google Plus that you are encroaching on 1 million inclusions in circles. That's astonishing, Jessica.
Isn't that amazing? I've been blessed because Google Plus rewards micro niche, whatever. I think, like, your best bet on Google Plus is find your niche. I do believe a lot of people went over there and they use the same tactics as they used on Facebook or Twitter, where they just tweet a lot of social media links and articles and stuff, and it's more visual. Mm-hmm. You're better off to do, it's like an Instagram where you put a picture out and then you tell the story behind the photo, and then you can include a link. But country music and, like, talking about artists, I have a very bizarre sense of humor.
I think it's great. I mean, you're the only person I've ever met that has about 10 times my energy. Being around you is contagious. So tell me, who have been some of the other really cool guests that you've had on CM Chat?
Well, I've had, like, everyone from the Charlie Daniels or Ronnie Millsap, Oak Ridge Boys, to, like, newer bands, like The Farm. I have Christian Bush the other week, Megan Lindsay. Upcoming, I've got Alabama in 2 weeks. I've got, I just had Tracy Lawrence on Monday, Travis Tritt, Ronnie Dunn coming up. And then on my twang outs, I've had, like, Reba, Kelly Pickler, Kelly Clarkson, Dirk Bentley. I've had just about everybody you can imagine in country music. It's a small community.
Well, what's so amazing about it when I've joined Country Music Chat is when you have one of those superstars, and this is one of the big differences, in my opinion, from country music and most other popular music, they are the most regular people you could ever imagine interacting with. And it's like sitting down in a living room with you as the adorable and cute and provocative host, and these people digging it and enjoying the people that love them, and they love, and we, and they loving each other back. But the point I wanted to make is she always opens up her chat asking the guests where they are and what they're wearing. So that is why I asked Jessica what she was wearing just now.
I came from radio, and that's where that was, because I feel like the chat, I actually asked them to tweet a picture, like, where are you and what are you wearing? And they usually will take a picture of them at their computer while they're doing the chat, and some will post more stuff. It's become so fun, and it's such a signature thing of the country music chat now.
Mm-hmm. So what else would you like to talk about, darling?
Well, okay, so where do I start? Let's see, so CM chat, blah, 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 Google Plus, blah, 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 my dog, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about you. We're just kidding. I got so much going on. I don't know if you read, but I just had signed on to be the host of a reality show called Redneck Rivals.
No, I didn't tell us about it. God, that's great. Just start with that.
It's totally awesome. It's a show. It's like a modern day take on the Hatfields and the McCoys. These two families in Kentucky, they have been feuding for over 40 years. It's a generational feud. They prank each other. They do all kinds of raucous things to each other, and they both are, they're in the racing, and they were dirt track racers. So they're the Kings and the Combs. It started out racing in two different counties that both of the grandfathers wanted the number 44 in their race car. When they'd show up to each other's race tracks, respectively, to race, one would have to put an X on their car or 44A, or they'd have to make the 4 into an 8. And it's a superstitious thing in racing. Your number's your number, just like any sport, really. You get superstitious about a number. So ironically, like the number 44 of all the numbers in the world, they both wanted to be it. So they started just fighting and like who would have the rights to the 44, and this just has gone on. The grandfathers died, and then now Trampas King and JT Combs are still fighting for the number. So the show follows the feud, and we're going to find out who gets the deserving, you know, who gets to be the ultimate 44, and they're going to do competition type stuff to get to it. And then they're just a really neat family, like Mean Mama, Bad Betty, Mad Missy,
Roger
Dodger. They're amazing. Then I got Catfish, Big Hog, Judah. They're so neat, and they don't get along. Like when I was with them in Nashville, I got like one point when we were trying to do this like warm fuzzy, get them to talk nice about each other. They couldn't find anything really nice to say about each other, and then we went out on the town, and I thought I was going to be in the middle of a gunfight.
Where will this air?
And I can't talk about the network right now, but it's in production, and we're getting ready. When we announce it, you'll be the first person I tell you, so that it'll be.
Great. We'll promote it through all of our channels, and we'll promote the heck out of it. And I can't wait to see you, because I never get to see you in person, it seems, because you don't come out. Well, you're out sort of west. And actually, I'm in Park City right now, so we're probably close to one another. Listen, we only have 2 minutes left. What else do you want to talk about in the last 2 minutes? It's gone by too fast. I need you for a whole show. Let's plan a whole show, darling.
Okay, well, and what am I working on right now? I mean, that being a host of I've been, you know, CM Chat is having this huge growth period. Like I said, next week, Travis Tritt, and then I have a big chat planned with Alabama. Alabama, man, just huge.
My
They're
God.
Celebrating their...
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about superstars with longevity.
They just are releasing, it's called Alabama and Friends, and it's a tribute album, and it has, like, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Trisha Yearwood. It's got all kinds of, like, the stars are on it, singing their songs with them. It's beautiful.
Oh,
I got
great.
To listen to an advanced copy.
Mm. You know, I saw Willie Nelson about a week ago at Outside Lands in San Francisco, which is more normally a more pop and rap and DJ-oriented festival, but Willie was there, and there were, I don't know, 15, 20,000 people in front of him. And you know who came on stage with him at one point? Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. And the people went nuts. And I looked around me, and with the exception of Lily, we were the two oldest people there. But everybody else basically was from age about 13 up to, you know, my age. And every single person was mouthing almost every line of every song of his. It was just wildly cool.
I agree. I co-sign that. And I love I love the classics. I love my, like, Merle and Johnny Cash and Willie and Kenny Rogers and even, like, old Jimmy Rogers. And I'm loving this new thing, this hip-hop. It's like a infused country, like the Moonshine Bandits or the Wax. Ooh, and Bubba Sparks has this cool song out. I love the thing about music. I like that it tells a story and it has a beat and that I can dance and shake my little moneymaker.
Oh, your moneymaker is quite something to behold. Top and bottom, you are a star. You know something? I love the classics.
I'm blushing. Really, really do. Thank you, though.
Well, it's true, you know. Well, the first time I met you, your energy was so palpable, and you gave me a kiss that stays with me to this day. So, you know,
on
whenever I'm feeling a little, what?
It's on the cheek.
I'm losing you, darling. What did you just say?
I said on the cheek.
Oh, of course, it was on the cheek, but it stays with me today as one of those memories in which I look back at when I need a little bit of just excitement in my life. I remember that moment and that grin on your face and just your energy. It's like a drug. I mean, I want more of it. So listen, we're out of time. So I need you to tell everybody where they can find you, all your different social media channels that you care to share, so they can reach out to you directly and get some of that reflective glow that I've been talking about.
Google Jessica Northey, and then you can find me on your preferred platform because I'm on everywhere you are.
Okay, that's Northey, N-O-R-T-H-E-Y. That's North-E-Y. Jessica, you are amazing. Thank you so much last minute for coming on my show. And I'd love to plan a whole show with you in which we could really kind of do the decades of country and maybe other music. It would be really kind of interesting.
Yeah, and next time I get to talk. Have a good day, Bruce. I love you. Love your show. Mwah.
Thank you, darling. We'll be back with Pastor Drew after these messages.
Long enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down. Take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.